authority of the first century church. Turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Timothy 3:13. I think sleeping in front of a fan gives you a cough. 2 Timothy 3, we'll read verses 13 through 17. 3:13 through 17. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Following in your lesson there, in 2 Timothy 3:15, we read the term Holy Scriptures. This word scriptures, meaning writings, when we hold the Bible, we are holding holy writings. We are holding the holy writings of God, not just writings, but the holy writings of God. The authority for the first century church was in Jesus Christ and the written word. They didn't have a completed canon as we do, but they still had the writings. We can remember Paul saying, don't forget to send the tablets. Bring the tablets. Bring those writings, the holy writings. So the authority of the first century church comes through Jesus Christ and the written word. The Bible is God's written revelation of himself to man. It is a book about God. In Psalm 119:89, it teaches us that the word of God is eternal and that it is forever settled in heaven. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. This is a more sure word that we have here. We can teach this to our kids. We can teach this to our grandkids. This is a sure word that we have. It is eternal, forever settled in heaven. In 2 Timothy 3, God's word deals with the subject of perilous times. Again, in the beginning of that chapter, it talks about perilous times. What are we to do in these perilous times? God says, we are to allow his word to work in our lives. We're to allow his word to work in our lives. And how do we allow God's word to work in our lives? Raise your hand. How? Three or four different ways. Read it. Search it. Meditate on it. And memorize it. Excellent. Very good. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. We need to memorize God's word. We need to make it part of our daily lives. We need to read it. When we walk by the way, when we sit down, when we rise up, God's word needs to be a part of it. As we have little children, they need to grow up seeing that God's word is important in our homes. That God's word is important in our homes. What better testimony as a parent could you hear than your kids say to you, Dad, it was different in our homes when we grew up. God's word was part of it. The guidance was there. And I thank the Lord. We've got four out serving the Lord right now. And I thank the Lord. I'll tell you what, it wasn't because I did it right. It wasn't because I did it right. It's because we have a powerful God. and his word was able to reach through all the mishandlings of an earthly father. And yet God's word reached the mark. It reached their hearts. It'll reach your grandkids' hearts. Pray for your grandkids. Pray for them every day. Pray that they get saved at an early age. Pray that God is always important in their lives. There's a lot of people that name the name of Christianity. Well, I'm a Christian. And they swear. I work with them. I work at the plant. They swear. You hear the guy swear, and then they'll talk about the Lord, and you go, don't you get it? This is a holy God. You don't talk like the other guys in the plant and then talk like you're a Christian. First thing to do is shut your mouth, you're a Christian. Then the second thing is get your life in line and then talk about being a Christian. Don't talk like that. But this word is the answer to your grandkids, to those that you have an impact in their lives. And we have an impact in the lives of those around us, don't we? Hebrews chapter 12, it talks about lest one be turned out of the way. Turned out of the way, why? Because me and you weren't letting God's word work in our lives. The first century church understood that the Bible is the anchor for our souls. They submitted themselves to the authority of God's word. To our shame, there's nothing in our human life so valuable as our Bibles, and yet sometimes, if we don't be careful, so neglected. Our guide, here it is. We have it. We have it with us. We have small ones and big ones and study ones, and yet sometimes when we need it most, we don't reach for it. Either reach for it physically or reach for it in our minds, through our memorization. We don't reach for it. Pastor put the verses in the bulletin last week, three verses for people that get angry and for helping us through that and memorizing those. I had memorized James 1:20 and something happened at work, and I thought, Lord, I don't need this guy in my life. Can't he just go away? And I'm just saying that verse over and over and over, and I'm walking across the plant floor, and I'm saying it out loud. I'm thinking, oh, Lord, I don't need this guy in my life. But I'm just saying it over and over, because God's word will guide us. It will show us where we need to go, what we need to do, how we need to act. 2 Timothy 3:16, page 18. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. The word inspiration means God breathed. It is not correct to say that the Bible contains the word of God. The Bible is the word of God. The entire Bible, every word of it, and all of it, is God breathed. Every word of it, all of it, is for you and I. It's all God breathed. God only wrote one book. Every word of it came from the very mouth of God. Matthew 4:4, God revealed the words of Scripture to human penmen, though they themselves did not always fully understand the writings. Kelly, would you go to Daniel 12:8-9? And volunteer for 1 Peter 1:10-11. Can I see a hand? Grace? I'm sorry, Mrs. Moore. Mrs. Moore, when you're ready. Again, the statement that they did not always fully understand what they had written. Yes, ma'am. Amen. And Kelly? Daniel? Amen. So they might not have understood everything that they wrote, but God breathed it and they wrote it. It's not like God gave them a thought and they wrote it down any way they wanted to. We have God's word, every word of it. How wonderful it is to know that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. The word of God is our final authority. It's our authority of all matters of faith and practice. Everything in our lives. The necessity of all scripture. We need to recognize also the necessity of all scripture. The Bible is a book of 66 books. Each book is necessary to complete the whole. Each book has a specific message that is part of the big message of the entire book. Most Christians are only familiar with certain parts of the Bible. Very few are familiar with all Scripture. Every book of the Bible and every chapter in the Bible is necessary. In every book of the Bible, God has specific message for His children. It is our Lord's desire to complete His children. Each message from each book is necessary to accomplish this goal. No book should be overlooked because God gave every book for a purpose. All are necessary to complete God's message to men. We should read and study the scriptures and ask God by His Spirit to teach us the message of each book of the Bible. Forget my battery. I never remember it, so I'm standing up here wondering what time it is. The sufficiency of all scripture. The Bible teaches us in Colossians 2, 9, and 10. Let's turn there. Colossians 2, 9, and 10. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. The Bible teaches us in Colossians 2, 9 and 10, that Christ is all sufficient. He is everything we need. However, we should not say that we believe in an all-sufficient Savior without saying we also believe in an all-sufficient scripture. Declaring that the scriptures are all-sufficient is declaring that God's word meets every need. Notice again in 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17, God's word makes us wise unto salvation. And the scriptures are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That you and I, that the man of God may be perfect, truly, completely furnished unto all good works. The first century church was wholly dependent upon God and His word. To become a first century church, we must have a revolution back to the Bible. The methods of man, which we've gone by for so long, are not the answer. God's word is the answer. The authority of the first century church, mine and your authority, is Jesus Christ working through all scripture in our lives. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we have a more sure word. We can build our lives on the Word of God. We can build our children and our grandchildren's lives on the Word of God. We have the promise that it will reach the mark and do the work and complete the job. We've seen it happen. We see people out there now walking lives wholly surrendered to you, that were brought up under the care of your word. Lord, we're thankful that it reached our lives. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to take your word to the people in the shops, to the people at a job, to the people in the markets. Lord, proclaim to them that they've broken the law of a mighty, holy God, and that he sent his son, and that because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they can be saved. Lord, help us to take the gospel. Lord, help us to believe that the gospel is powerful. Help us to believe that when a man prays the sinner's prayer, that he is truly saved if he has prayed it from his heart. Lord, help us this week as we go into a new lesson. I pray that you'd help us with our memory verses, the one here and then the ones that Pastor has asked us to memorize. Help us to start through our questions early in the week, Lord, so it gives you a chance to let your word work in our hearts day after day. Lord, the paths of our memory, the paths of our mind are, you walk the path and you walk the path and you walk the path and we learn it. So, Lord, we need to not just do this on Saturday night, but, Lord, throughout the week be working on this lesson. Lord, again, we're thankful for your holy word, that indeed you are the word made flesh. In Jesus' name, amen.